So as we know, to settle your body, find the just right place for you to get comfortable, whether you're stretched out or sitting up, allowing your body to just feel the solid support beneath you. As we begin taking 3 big deep breaths, slowly and deeply now. 3 big deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as we begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around that now is the time to go within. Now's the time to become open and receptive to positive thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and images that help you to move forward with your life. So, with those deeper breaths already signaling the deeper mind that now's the time to go within, your normal, natural rhythm of breathing begins to occur. And let's bring your attention to right around the crown of your head, as though a nurturing sensation flows around, kind of circling around the crown of your head and dropping down gently over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath taking you deeper. Across the back of your head and down, in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing now. Each breath taking you deeper. In through those shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, as though they could sort of unwind and untangle, just releasing and letting go. More and more comfort, more and more calm. Each breath taking you deeper now, and the deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. And the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. And this sensation of comfort flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And as each breath continues to deepen you, the sensation of kind of a nurturing comfort flows all through your chest, all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. And it begins to circle around across your upper back, releasing any tension there. And circling around through your solar plexus, that wonderful empowerment center of you, right at the center of your being. More comfort, more calm, and circling around through your middle back, releasing through the middle back area. All the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges, and circling around from hip to abs to hip, and then around again through the lower back. Each breath taking you more and more comfortably into a deep, calming, relaxed state of mind, body. And circling around from hips down through thighs now, in through your knees. Each breath taking you deeper, down through your calves, into your ankles, heels, out through feet and out through toes. And just drifting even more comfortably. And then let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, and let's become twice as comfortable as you already are. And then let's begin to really kind of get an idea about that comfortable, confident, healthy version of yourself, as though you could take this self on an interesting adventure, a journey today. And so you might get a sense of yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, confidently self-assured, seeing yourself in that very healthy, radiantly healthy image of yourself, little sparkle in your eye, a gleam at your lips, that little smile, feeling good in a comfortable way with taking a journey, and just getting a sense of yourself very calm, confident, and in control, and very healthy of mind, body. We're just holding a great image of health about yourself. And that's something we want to, as though you could step into it, or you put it inside of yourself, and this is you now. Healthy, radiantly healthy, confident, self-assured you about to take a journey. And we just reinforce all the good, the positive, and the true of that with every step down. The left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And zero, drifting deeper. Negatives have dissipated, disintegrated, and it's on the positive way, in the positive domain, all the way now. For as the door of your imagination opens, today you discover something in the realm of the meadow. As well as today, you're going to meet someone very special after we leave the meadow. But as this door opens now, you begin to imagine and visualize yourself walking along a way you know well. And with any or all of your senses, you're heightening this experience as you imagine walking along a way you know well. Comfortable, at ease, and it's familiar to you. Then the wind suddenly changes. The path takes a turn, and you walk along a path in the woods where you've never been. It's different. Close your hand. When you open it again, visible or invisible, you hold a special crystal. It is yours, and it can clarify. It can protect. It can guide. It can do more. So now you're walking along in a different experience, and you have your crystal with you. It can be used for many things, to clarify, to protect, to guide, and it can do more. Again, all of your senses are available to you, any or all of them, so that as you go through your journey, if you might want to share this journey with a friend later, you could, because you're noticing everything. Well, now it's time to get ready, because everything lifts up. The ground, the path, you, up, up, and up to the realm of the meadow. And here you walk forward. What does this meadow look like? You're just taking it all in. Again, with any or all of your senses, you're noticing it all. What's all around you? On this meadow that you're in, what are the things that only you would notice? Let yourself explore and discover. At some point, a friendly helper comes forward. Well, what does this friendly helper seem to be like? What does it look like? Notice what you notice by connecting and communicating with this friendly helper. How do you feel by being with the friendly helper? And the friendly helper wants to give you something, and it does. What is it? What is it that the friendly helper gives you? So to keep going forward, for you are in the realm of the meadow, and there's more to discover. Somewhere in the meadow, you will come to some sort of stream, and you follow the stream to discover the hidden place where the waters form a calm, deep pool, a pool of water. Once having found that, how do you feel by these waters that form a calm, deep pool? Notice what it feels like to be there. And as you look in the reflection of the pool, is it the friendly helper that whispers to look beneath the surface reflection? So you do. You look deeper and deeper into the quiet waters. There is something there for you within. What happens next? Do you reach down into the pool for whatever that is? Or does it reach up out of the water to you? What happens here? What do you find? And how do you feel about it? Remember, your crystal that you have has powers to clarify if you need it. You can ask your crystal. You can shine the light of your crystal. You can become clarified or protected in any ways. The crystal works for you positively. Now, If you'd like to, with whatever comes up from the pond, whether it comes from deep within up to you or whether you reach down to get it, if you'd like to, you can talk it over with the friendly helper who happens to always be at your side now. So let yourself absorb what has been given to you by the friendly helper, how the friendly helper helps you with what you found in the deep reflection pool or your crystal. And then with one more sweeping look at the meadow, you take it all in. And maybe take a few moments of silence to just make sure if there's anything more important for you about the meadow. Anything more that you need to discover or find or answer, perhaps, about the meadow. Remember, your friendly helper is there to assist you, and or your crystal. So take a couple minutes to just kind of wrap up what the important things are about the realm of the meadow for you. The friendly helper is very glad you came today, appreciates you and thanks you for coming, and you can appreciate yourself as well for being willing to take the journey to the realm of the meadow. And in this appreciating back and forth, somehow you already know that you can visit the meadow anytime you'd like. But at some point, you begin to realize that you have completed your journey in the meadow, and you take your gift from the friendly helper. You might like to ask if the friendly helper would like to continue on with you, or does the friendly helper remain in the meadow? You have your crystal, and now you somehow also know that it's time for you to get back on the path, for there's a very special someone that you're also going to meet today, and that is the wizard in the cave. And so you get back on the path as your imagination continues to work for you as you walk the path further now, going beyond the meadow. And it means more of a journey of positive wonder as we discover even more about the unknown experience in the woods, in the forest. Any or all of your senses, again, are more heightened as you're back out on the path. Everything's coming alive within you. What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you reach out and touch. And it's a beautiful day that you're experiencing, having already experienced the wonders of imagination from the realm of the meadow and what has been yours to now move forward with. In a few moments, you notice up ahead that the trail through the woods is going to take an unexpected turn. And so when you make that turn, you come upon an unknown to you mountain. It is a mountain you've never seen before. And so again, your senses are increased, you're all tuned up, and you're noticing everything there is to notice about this mountain. What's it like? What's it look like? And as you come upon it, you also know somehow deep inside of you, there's this knowing that the way forward means to go up the mountain. Wonder what it might be like to climb this particular mountain. So you are well set for a journey, having already received something from the realm of the meadow. Perhaps more is going to come to you today, but you're noticing everything as you climb the mountain. And as you approach different levels, you're noticing about the view. You are secure and comfortable. And at some point, as you climb, remember you have your crystal to help you. As you climb, at some point you come to a cave. And yep, right then, that's what happens. The wizard appears, and the wizard welcomes you. Well, what does your wizard look like? This is your wizard. What kind of shape is he in? What's he look like? How's he dressed? Notice everything about him. He's your wizard. And you really want to notice about him because, again, later, if you might want to tell a friend about this journey, you've got to describe your wizard. He's very unique, and he's yours. So he invites you to come into his cave, and he shows you all around the cave. What kinds of things are in this cave? What do you notice? He's a wizard, so it must be kind of interesting, this cave. What do you find in there? What do you wonder about? What sort of things capture your fancy? And besides looking around in the cave, you're coming to know your wizard. He's chattering away, showing you this, showing you that. What do you like about your wizard? What kind of personality does he have? It's rather enjoyable to get to know a wizard that is said to be yours. At some point, your wizard looks deep into your eyes and he makes a decision. And before you know it, you're being led to another part of the cave. It's another chamber, sort of, you didn't notice it before, but now here it is and he's taking you into it. And in this chamber, there are three ancient trunks, the kind of trunks that may be kind of old-fashioned looking, and they're all locked. Well, they're set up for you. They may be all the same size. They could be different sizes. It depends on what shows up for you. Well, what's it like in this other chamber that you're in, and what seems to strike you about these three ancient trunks that are locked? And right then, as you're noticing all about them, their shape, their form, their color, whether they're large, medium, small, or they're all the same size, they're little, they're big, the wizard hands you a key for each one. And he indicates that there is something in each trunk for you. And as you unlock the trunks, one after another, you find out more. So really take stock of these trunks, what they look like, how you feel about them. And as you take your keys and begin to open these trunks one by one, noticing what you're finding in each trunk. And to know, again, you have your crystal to shine on anything you might need to know more about. Or you can ask your wizard, what is important for you to know about each something that's in these trunks? Take a few moments here to discover about this. What do you find? How do you feel about it? What do you need to ask your wizard about each of these trunks and what you find in them? So it's pretty much an adventure, what you find in each trunk. And again, you might use your crystal to understand or know more about each thing. You can be talking to your wizard about what he's, in a sense, given to you by giving you the three keys to open the trunks and find what's in each one for you. So you know that before you leave, just get clear within yourself if there's anything more that you or your wizard need to discuss about what you found in the trunks or what's more to come. And so somewhere deep within, you do know that past, present, and future, your wizard is always ready to help you. That means on any further journeys that you take, you can call upon your wizard to assist you as an ever-present helper, a guide, a supporter. And so just the way he may have assisted you with what you found in the trunks today, which you're to take with you. And if there's anything more that needs to be exchanged between you and Wizard, you're doing that. And knowing he's available for you anytime now, if you decided to go back to the realm of the meadow at some point on your journeys, or that you go further and discover more about all the different adventures on your mythic path, anytime you might want to call a wizard, you can. And when you feel like it's time to go, your wizard thanks you for coming. And with the important things that your wizard has given you from the three ancient trunks, you take the path forward and you find yourself knowing that whatever you found in the trunks, they go with you some way, somehow. For your crystal can do so much in providing the way for that as you work your way down the mountain. And maybe it's an easy descent that takes you back through, cross the path into the forest, where you might find just a beautiful, lovely place to stop for a while, for you've been on a major journey, and you might find a very sort of comfortable place, not too far off the path, under a beautiful big tree, where you can stretch out in the grass and just provide for yourself a way to rest and kind of look up through the branches of the tree into the blue, blue sky beyond. And know that all is well in your world, and that from your adventures today, more may be revealed to you. From what you found in the realm of the meadow, or about your friendly helper, or something more comes to you about your wizard and what your wizard has given you. And as you stretch out and rest, and just drift a little more deeply, comfortably down within this imagining, you're knowing that there's some very good, some very positive, and some very true of what has occurred for you today that may still continue to speak to you after, even after coming out of your journey today. Something more may ignite some deeper inner knowing within you. And that after you rest here a little bit, maybe you might like to make a few notes, like you keep a log of your journey. And you can make a few notes after your journey upon awakening. But for now, just simply peacefully rest. And know that this has been a journey well worth experiencing, for there have been gifts that you've received, and there have been experiences that have delighted you and may have piqued your curiosity to know more of what may come to you on your mythic path journeys. So take the good, the positive, and the true down within. And though the images for now have faded, the strength and the goodness of them stays with you. And we know that the good, the positive, and the true helps you in every kind of way it can as we reinforce that support within, particularly knowing that you have this wizard you can call upon now at zero. We reinforce it all. And as we begin to come up and out, now we bring back the good, the positive, and the true at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, wide awake and alert.